No. Oh, yes, there's one other scripture I'd like to read there, which is a favorite of mine, Exodus 15, 26. And it's an interesting thing. This is just a comment on the New American Standard. We have exactly the same words in Hebrew, but they're translated differently in English. And I think Exodus 15, 26 translates them better than Deuteronomy 28, 1. I just make this by a passing observation. There are a good many examples in the New American Standard of precisely the same words in the original language translated different in different places, which I think is a weakness in the translation in most cases. However, there are other aspects of the translation which are good and helpful. All right, verse 26, he said, the Lord said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God. If you will listening, the Hebrew says, and do what is right in his sight. There you are again, listen and do. And give ear to his commandments. Notice the third condition again concerns our ear. The ear is the vital factor in this. What you listen to is going to be determinative of your destiny. And keep all his statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you which I've put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. Modern Hebrew, I am your doctor. Now, Israel did not ask God for that revelation. It's important to see that. God, of his own sovereign decision, said, I'm willing to be your doctor. Now, I would think that if Almighty God were to say to any of us, would you like me as your doctor? We would hesitate about saying no. I mean, I would be scared to say no. I wouldn't know what other doctor I could go to after that. But he says, I'm willing to be your doctor if there is a condition, if what you will listening to my voice. See, there's something about a voice. It's very personal. It's the most personal thing about a person is their voice, and it's distinct. I believe scientifically there are no two voices that are identical. I understand that they have some banks now in which they have safes that open electronically at the sound of a certain person's voice. And nobody can counterfeit that voice. It's unique. And I think we all know that there are people in our lives whose voices we recognize. And when we hear that voice, it speaks to us of that person. And God says, I want you to have that relationship with me. I want you to hear my voice and recognize it. And the way you respond to my voice will determine your destiny, really. I think it's impossible to overemphasize this. I preach on this many times, but I never preach on it without preaching to myself. Believe me, I'm listening to every word I'm saying.